Hello, welcome back to the Be Vulnerable podcast. I wanted to apologize because I really have not posted an episode since my introductory episode, which makes me a little upset, but it's okay. I'm trying to be easy on myself. I've just been having so much going on. I'm in the process of moving. We're moving from one part of New York to the other part of New York. And so that's been really hectic. I also started a new nursing job this past week. And so there's just been a lot of changes in my life and just not a lot of time, but at the same time, I could always make time for things that I really care about. But I'm just really excited to get back into this, and I want to make this a priority. And I feel like I made a commitment to this, so I want to follow through on that, you know? And I feel like this is a really cool way of self-expression for me. So, welcome back. I hope you all had an amazing week. I pray that God is continuing to work in your life, that he's continuing to reveal new things, that he's getting you through whatever season that you're in right now, and that you're learning more and more how to rely on him. So, today I want to be talking about what has my journey looked like? What is my journey looking like right now? Like, what things am I learning right now? And I can say that I'm literally learning so much. So I jotted a couple notes down, but there's still so much that I can say because 2024 has really been the year of change for me. And kind of like Peter being out on the water and just fixing his eyes on Jesus. I really relate to him in these moments. I feel like a lot of areas and mindsets that I went to for comfort are being unveiled and being broken down. And I basically have no choice but to rely on God. So I want to jump in and just start talking about what these things look like in my life and what God is doing. So the first thing is really just learning to trust God through hardships and trials. I know that's like a very generic thing, but at the same time, it's a very hard thing to do. I think I've been saved about 5 years. In the past, whenever I would do something wrong or I'd be going through something, I would always run away from God. So that is something that I learned from an early age to do, is run away from God, run away from things. I didn't know how to be present with God in the trials because I was just going through a lot of pain, and I don't think I really learned how to give that pain to God. But the more and more I practice that, and the more God has worked in my life, I've been able to allow God to be with me through those trials, and I'm realizing how much better it is when you're really still spending that time with God and really allowing him to get you through these very tough seasons. So I think it's a huge area where I've just grown in, you know, knowing that it's okay to not be okay with the Lord, you know, that you don't have to be put together for him, you don't have to put on a smile for him, that you can cry to him, that those tears count as prayer, you know, like he's not like everybody else in this life. You can talk to him, you can talk to him about anything, you know. And he's there for you, and he understands, and he knows what you've been through. So that is an area I've improved on by the grace of God more and more. I'm not perfect at it, not at all, but it's really been an area of growth for me. And it's good that we think about these things. And I get a lot of my information from Mark de Jesus, so I never want to like not quote him or not include him. But this is also just pretty much like generic psychology, you know. When you are not loved unconditionally by your parents, it makes it very hard for you to relate to God and to relate to God's unconditional love. So, because you feel like you've learned from an early age that in order to get love, you have to be perfect. And that translates into your relationship with the Lord. So, I think I've been putting two and two together in a lot of areas of my life like that. So yeah, it's definitely one thing. Another thing is just there's no like fast forward button, there's no skip button when it comes to the healing process and actually healing from things that have gone on in your life, as much as I wish that there was. And I've gotten so frustrated at myself for not being where I feel like I'm supposed to be. That's not the way life works, and that's not the way God works. There's a reason why we have to go through certain processes in order to be healed. Because in that, the depth of our faith is created. So just realizing that, not having like a quick fix type of mentality, like almost like if we think about our culture, right? Everything is very quick fix. Everything is very now, now, now. I want this now. And I feel like we almost think that God wants us to be healed from things right now. And of course, obviously, he wants us to be healed, but God understands the fact that it's a journey and that it's a process and that it takes a long time to really be able to trust him sometimes in certain people's lives, you know? So yeah, just realizing things are not a quick fix, you know? I battle with OCD. I've been battling with OCD probably my entire life, but I didn't realize it until literally January of this year. And trying to come to terms with that, and obviously not labeling it and putting it as my identity, but recognizing that it influences a lot of things in my life, the way I relate to things, how, you know, I'm such a perfectionist, and that's a huge part of OCD, that I don't know how to relate to other people without feeling like I have to be perfect, you know, and it's difficult for me in romantic relationships. It's very difficult for me. And that's a hard thing for me to come to terms with as well. That, you know, it's very foreign to me. And that's okay. And just being able to be okay with where I'm at right now. As I think I previously mentioned, I just had a lot of trauma. I didn't see that really... that really good marriage from my parents, and I did not have that sort of example laid out for me, so I've had to do a lot of work to be somewhat healthy, because honestly, I'm still not 100% healthy, and I don't think any of us are, but I still got things I gotta heal from, and yeah, not having that quick fix mentality, you know, there's things that are so deep-rooted from my childhood, and that's not going to go away right then and there, you know? Obviously, we need to be bringing these things to the Lord and understand that he has the ability to heal these things right now. But he chooses not to sometimes. He lets us go through that journey because it strengthens us. It gives us that perseverance, that character, right? Like in James, the verse in James says, "Count it all joy when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope." That right there, that's the verse. Trials, they mold our character. They shape us. They make us stronger. They make us stronger in the faith. They make us stronger as humans. They refine us. So there's a reason why certain things are not just being taken away right now. And also, if God took all of those things away right now, then we wouldn't need him, truthfully. We would get prideful and think that we don't need God. So he gives us that little thorn in our flesh, like Paul talks about. And another thing I just kind of wanted to talk about that I've been learning a lot is that it's okay to be uncomfortable, and learning how to be okay with being uncomfortable. When you're growing, it's really tough. Like, I've had some really rough moments. You know, I'm crying a lot. I'm always crying a lot because I'm a very sensitive person. But even now, even more so in this season, as I'm uncovering certain things, as I'm going to therapy and talking through my pain, and as I'm healing in the presence of the Lord, and I'm having a lot of triggers come up because I'm facing it. You know, I'm facing my fears. And yeah, just learning that in this Christian life, and even if you're not a Christian, the best things in life, it's uncomfortable at first. You know, if you even think about the attitude when it comes to like the gym, right? Or eating healthy. Those things are uncomfortable at first. So nothing good ever comes out of being comfortable, you know, and being okay with that and realizing that that's the path to growth. That's the path to healing. I also just wanted to talk about the power of prayer, especially in my own life. I'm a very like prayer person, you know, like prayer and reading the Bible. Like, prayer is like my number one over reading the Bible. And I don't know if that's good or not, but that's just like my strength, you know. Because I think that's just, I feel like I'm just free to be myself with God, you know. And obviously the word is equally as important as prayer, you know. But that's really been my strength, and the way prayer has just carried me through so many difficult times, and like where it's like I didn't even think I could get through the hour or the minute, but the way prayer has carried me, especially through OCD, just shows its power, you know, and just giving all of those emotions to God, crying with him, sitting there with him, thanking him for creating you, talking about whatever you want to talk about, you know, and also leaving room to listen. That's definitely something I need to get better at, though, is learning to listen to God's voice instead of just yapping during prayer. But, you know, we're all learning. Prayer is just so powerful. I could feel it. Like, sometimes when I get out of prayer, I just feel so much better, so much lighter. And that's not all the time, right? Because our feelings go up and down. We're not always going to feel like that. But I think it's just so incredible that we're able to just cast our burdens on the Lord. You know, and that he, like that verse in Matthew where it says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." I think for me, a lot of that rest has been found in prayer. It's been found in just talking to God in my yard, talking to God in the car, talking to God at work, you know, even quick little prayers. He hears us. And another point that I just kind of want to bring up is a big struggle of mine for a long time was accepting criticism. And it's still a big character flaw. It's still a big character flaw of mine. I take things very personally, and in my own experience, people weren't always so nice, you know. It's not like people have been critical of me in like in a loving way, you know. It's more like I've experienced a lot of negative criticism, a lot of bad attention. So I'm very sensitive to that. But learning how to accept good criticism, learning how to welcome it, and the fact that we're imperfect and that it's okay that we make mistakes. Especially in things as like, you know, I'm a new grad nurse, so it's definitely going to be a challenge for me as I go forward, and knowing that I'm not going to be a perfect nurse. You know, there's going to be times where I'm going to miss something and I'm not going to do something right, and I have to learn to accept criticism from my preceptors, from my managers, and know that it's okay. So I think that comes along more with just like being more secure in yourself. Being more secure in who God created you to be, and knowing that in that, it's okay to have flaws and struggles. Like even God says, like, "My grace is sufficient, my power is made perfect in weakness." And yeah, knowing that it's all right. Knowing that we don't always have to get triggered by it, that we can accept it and say, "Okay, I'm gonna hear this person out." And especially when the person is not having bad intentions and is genuinely just trying to help you out in a certain area, we got to be more open to listening to that, because that also produces a lot of growth. And yeah. Wow. Another thing, and this kind of goes hand in hand, right? Realizing that our emotions are not always truth, right? sometimes we get triggered by things just from our past or from circumstances that we've been through. And there's nothing wrong with getting triggered by certain things. It's natural and it's human. But I think realizing that we don't have to respond in ways that we have previously, and realizing that we have the power to take a second to think about it, to not react in anger, to collect our thoughts, and knowing that it's okay that we still have triggers to work through. And learning that sometimes emotions just go up and down just because, especially as like a woman, you know, we have our menstrual cycle, we have periods, we have ovulation, we have the follicular phase and the luteal phase and all that stuff, you know. As a woman, sometimes it can feel like so unstable, you know. But that's also just me because I have period issues. But yeah, knowing that our emotions are not always reliable at all. I mean, on the contrary, though, I do feel like emotions are a good indicator of certain things. But understanding that your emotions are not always going to be right where you want them to be, you know? You're like, oh, I should feel happy in this moment. I should feel sad. No, you feel what you feel, and that's okay. And I feel triggered in this moment, or, you know, my boyfriend annoyed me, so I feel like I don't love him anymore. That's not true, you know? Not always listening to our emotions, or, you know, this person really upset me and now I'm not going to talk to them anymore. Whatever, just like the petty thoughts that we have. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm yapping. Yeah, so that's a lot. I think another powerful thing I really wanted to touch on was just the power of gratitude. Like, I am so grateful for all the Lord has done in my life. And there was a time, and this is something I still struggle with, when I look at things very negatively, you know? I don't think I'm naturally a positive person. I think I'm learning more and more to become a positive person, but it takes work. And the more that I have taken a second, and especially in prayer, just said, God, thank you so much for waking me up today. Thank you for giving me clothing. Thank you for giving me shoes and my big room and my car. Like, how little things like that, and saying little things like that can just change your mindset so much. And just remembering that, yes, like, our pain is valid, but we could always be in such a worse spot. And I think gratitude is such a key thing for your mental health, you know? And I've seen that work in my life, and I've seen the improvement, and I know how much peace I feel when I'm just able to talk to God and say, thank you, Lord. And remembering that even though my situation might feel bad, how bad can it really be, you know? I have my basic needs met. I'm healthy. I don't have any crazy health issues. So I think it's really good to remember that. And God has really been teaching me the importance of that. And he also really speaks about that a lot in his word, the importance of, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. He wants us to show our gratitude towards him. He wants our praise, you know? He wants it even when things aren't good. So, yeah. This is a big one. Facing fears. Like, I had such a mentality, right? That fear came from God, in a sense, right? Like, if I'm doing something and I'm so afraid of it, then that means I don't have peace about it. It can't be God. But it literally says straight up in the Bible, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So that spirit of fear does not come from God. So if you're nervous to do something, that doesn't mean God's not telling you to do it. The best things in life, sometimes we're afraid of, you know? I remember going into nursing school and being so terrified the first day of school because I was not a good student. I didn't really know how to study, and I thought I was going to fail. If I would have listened to those thoughts and been like, oh, this is God telling me, this is God warning me. God does not talk to us like that. He does not speak to us through fear. So we need to remember that, because a lot of Christians have a lot of misinformation on that, and that's not biblical at all. I just think if I would have listened to that voice, I would never be a nurse right now. I would never be walking in what God has for me. You know, so just learning to face our fears, and that's not an indicator of whether or not we should do something, you know? kind of getting our theology checked, fact checked. But yeah, and learning to not live so afraid. And even when we are afraid, learning how to move through those things and say yes to things, even when we're scared. Like, for me, that was saying yes to dating Darian, my boyfriend, who's really an amazing guy and loves the Lord, but I was just so terrified of not being good enough, so terrified of not being ready, that I kind of delayed it for a little bit. And that's not from God. God wants us to step out in faith. God wants us to make moves. God wants us to work through our fears. And I'm just so thankful that I made the decision, because through Darian, God has used Darian so much in my life to teach me so many different things, to uncover a lot of fears and a lot of deep-rooted traumas. So yeah, you never know what's on the other side of your fear. That's your breakthrough right there, you know? That's your breakthrough. And not always being so scared of, like, is this the right thing? Is this what God wants me to do? Blah, blah, blah. Just go for it. If it's not against the Bible, you know, if it lines up with the Bible, and, you know, just go for it. Don't be afraid to act. Don't be afraid to make moves. You know, Mark DeJesus talks about that a lot. So again, I'm going to give him credit. But yeah, don't be afraid to act. Don't be afraid to take a jump. But yeah, that's really been probably the biggest lesson I've learned about fear, you know? You're not supposed to listen to it. And how many times in the Bible does God tell us, do not be afraid, do not fear? So many times, because he knows how natural of a human emotion it is. But he also tells us, do not be anxious. Not like, as in, like, it's bad if you're anxious, but like, he wants us to have peace. He wants us to have that abundance of life. But it's okay if you're working through a lot of things and you're constantly anxious. Like, I'm dealing with that right now. Like, I'm learning how to unlearn being constantly anxious, how to unlearn my nervous system just being in fight or flight all the time. And that's okay. And I'm learning day by day. Don't beat yourself up for not being in a certain place that you want to be at. But yeah. Read the scriptures. They got a lot of good things in the Bible. A lot of good things going on in there. But yeah. I don't know what else I could yap about right now. I'm going to start yapping about self-compassion. This is another huge thing. Being kind to yourself. Being kind to yourself through your healing journey. Being kind to yourself through every situation. Knowing that's how God would want you to treat yourself. You know, God doesn't want us to hate ourselves. He wants us to repent of our sins, yes. But then he wants to restore us. He doesn't want to condemn us. It says Jesus never came to condemn us. He came to save us. He came to give us that grace and mercy to be able to enter into his presence and to not be condemned anymore and to be filled with the Holy Spirit and not be so hard on ourselves and understanding God's grace. I feel like when we're hard on ourselves, it just shows how prideful we really are in thinking that we could possibly exist outside of the realm of God's grace, you know, as if like God dying on the cross was not good enough for us, you know, because my sin is just so bad, you know. It's really not. Everyone's sin is bad. So I think that's a really important thing to remember. But yeah. Yes. So, yeah, this is basically a little preview of just the things that I've been going through, the things that I've been learning. This has been one of the hardest seasons of my life, let me tell you. There's times I've really wanted to give up and throw in the towel, not like in, you know, in that kind of way, but just in general, just because it's been so hard and my emotions have just been all over the place, but I realize that God just has me where he wants me right now, and that it's okay that I'm figuring things out and taking things day by day. But I've seen so much fruit come out of this season in my ability to trust God and my ability to be more disciplined and spending time with him, because I'm realizing that I really need to rely on him, especially in this season, that I can't get anywhere else without him. Apart from me, you can't do nothing. But yeah, I think I'm gonna just wrap up and just remind you all just to be vulnerable. Get out there and be vulnerable with people this week. Share your story. Be yourself. Share the gospel. Love others. I hope you all have a great week. And I'm going to try to post more. Definitely try to post every week. If not, then every 2 weeks. I'll see how my work schedule is. Thank you so much for listening. Even if, like, whoever you are, it's probably mostly, like, my family and friends, but I'm just so thankful. It really makes me happy that people want to hear what I have to say. All glory to God. I love you guys. Bye.